Well, it's the biggest social reform in this country since the introduction of Medicare. The National Disability Insurance Scheme fundamentally will change the way people access support services. Instead of being told what assistance you can have, but you can now shop around to find the service that best meets your needs. That's the idea anyway, that's the concept. And when the trials of the scheme began 2 years ago, RN Breakfast paid a visit to the Hunter region of New South Wales to speak to some of the participants in that trial. 2 years on, Meredith Griffiths has tracked down some of them to see how the rollout is going.
Ron Prince's children, David and Belinda, have intellectual disabilities. They live independently but still need some support. Before the NDIS, that task mainly fell to their parents, with other carers coming in for a few hours a week. Ron Prince says that under the NDIS, David and Belinda have been able to hire staff themselves. They share a home assistant to help out around the house, and they each have a lifestyle assistant.
David, he's been able to join a woodworking group, besides his 3 days of working with a business enterprise, and has been volunteering with Riding for the Disabled. So his week's more balanced. Belinda, she's been able to study and gain her L's, driver's licence. So she's on the way to more independence.
Catherine Marney is blind, and the NDIS means she can directly employ different people to help her with admin tasks like mail and paying bills, to help her with her wardrobe, or to help her travel.
Prior to the NDIS, I had far less choice around who the worker was, and sometimes because they were based on shifts and rosters, it was kind of service-centric rather than person-centred. So sometimes I might have wanted support to come to Sydney on a Tuesday, but they didn't have anybody available who was rostered on to support me to go and do that. So I now call all the shots, I guess, and I'm kind of responsible for who I work with and when I work with them and what's achieved when I'm accessing that support.
The NDIS is a significant structural change for the disability support market, making it more competitive. The National Disability Insurance Agency acknowledges that means participants need to be well-informed consumers. Ron Prince says that was tricky at first, especially when the family started interviewing service providers rather than the other way round.
Probably we've taken the lead on that as far as saying, well, yep, we're going to get out there and find out as much as we can about the scheme and so that we can make the choices. And if that doesn't, you know, that particular service doesn't suit us, then we'll find something else. There's a lot of service providers out there now that don't suit David and Belinda's needs, where they only probably might require an hour here and an hour there, or 2 hours here, 2 hours there, so that we can then, working with their own employed staff, you can negotiate, you can be flexible enough to meet the needs of what Belinda and David's are, whereas maybe other service providers are a little rigid. The competition between service providers is hotting up. I'm sure most of them are aware now that the game has definitely changed.
Catherine Marney says it's fantastic to have choice and control, but it's a sharp learning curve to know how to exercise that freedom.
I take every opportunity I can, and there are organisations around who are working with people with disability to build capacity. And so in the conversations that I have with people in my work, I'm always encouraging them and reminding myself, like, just to keep asking questions. And if you get an answer that you're not happy with, to find out why, or to find an, you know, to ask another service. But I'd say that it's been a slower process than I thought for myself, and I'm fairly well informed, and part of my role is to work with people with disability and families, and I've found it more difficult for myself than I thought I would, just to put the new theory and learning into practice.
While both Ron Prince and Catherine Marney said there had been some teething problems with the NDIS, they said its administrative agency has been very open and responsive to feedback. Louise Glanville is the agency's Deputy Chief Executive.
One of the things that I think we've learned to do much better is how we communicate, and certainly people with intellectual disabilities is one of our challenges that we know we need to improve considerably in the way in which we communicate.
Could you just expand a little bit on what some of the hiccups had been there?
Because we're in trial phase, we're learning continuously, and so when we started, we really, for example, had written plans for people, and while that might suit some people, people, I think, like to experience a plan in different ways. So we're moving to have plans that are perhaps visual representations of a plan. So it's like a story card that can be read and understood. Recently, we've worked with Inclusion Australia to develop our 10 most frequently used documents into easy English and different methods that can assist people in better understanding what the scheme is about and how they can get the most from the scheme.
She says they've also changed the way plans are devised more generally.
So early days, back in 2013, we know that when participants came into the scheme, they met with a planner and then they had to talk about what are their goals and aspirations, and there was a big flurry. And we know that now people benefit from, because of the changes we've made and because of the advice and reflections we've been given by participants, that they welcome the pre-planning sessions we have so they can prepare more and think about how the scheme can assist them in getting what they need to live ordinary lives.
More than 13,000 people are now accessing the NDIS at the trial sites. Louise Glanville says that means they're on track to roll it out everywhere in July next year.
It's a huge change coming for people. Let's hope it's improving lives. Meredith Griffiths with that report.